And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Evening to you, young James.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. Less said about the Wallabies, the better. So let's start with the NRL. That wasn't a bad effort from Manly tonight.
Yeah, pretty decent. I mean, look, it's always tough to go to Townsville against the defending premiers. Mind you, pretty good conditions up there. We've had freezing cold weather in Sydney, at Melbourne, and Brisbane has been kind of cold. Townsville, 25 degrees tonight.
Beautiful.
Pretty decent, and they had a big crowd up there. North Queensland led 18-4 at halftime, but Manly fought back and led 22-18 with 20 minutes remaining. Cowboys in the end at home proved too good, winning 30 points to 26. It's the seventh loss in the row for the Manly Seagulls side, and Trent Barrett, the coach, said afterwards it was probably their best performance of the season, but they couldn't get the job done. They're not going to make the finals this year, Manly, but it was good to have Dally Cherry Evans back. I mean, promising. You've got to have your marquee player on the park. But if you look at the ladder now, it's quite fascinating. Cronulla's out in front on 28 points. Then you've got Melbourne on 26. And then a four-point gap to North Queensland and Parramatta. But Parramatta's about to lose all their points. And at the moment, there's only 4 points, so two wins, separating teams three down to nine on the ladder. So it's not out of the possibility for a team ranked eighth or ninth at the moment to earn a top four spot by the end of the season.
Sharks only just got over the Warriors, but they are probably justifiably they are competition favourites right now, wouldn't they be?
Yeah, and well, Melbourne's up there. Brisbane have dropped off a little bit over the last few weeks, and of course the defending premiers, North Queensland. But Cronulla, 11 wins on the trot. That was a pretty remarkable win, a gutsy victory when they trailed 10-0 to the Warriors on Saturday night to win 19-18 in Golden Point. And I like the Sharks, Steve. They've got an outstanding back line, really good playmakers. James Maloney's been the buy of the season from the Sydney Roosters, and then so well led by people up front like Paul Gallen.
There's a couple of soccer tournaments on around the world that are getting a lot of attention. Euro, obviously, but Copa America as well. Now, Lionel Messi, who insists on being called Lionel Messi, he's retiring, is he?
Well, this bloke is all arguably the best player in the world. He's only 29, plays for Barcelona.
What about Ronaldo?
Oh, I think those two have shared the title for the last 5-6 years at least, if not longer. But basically, this bloke has led Argentina for the last 10 years. They've got to three Copa America finals and a World Cup final, and they've lost every single one. Argentina hasn't won a major soccer trophy in 23 years now, and this bloke's been carrying the expectation of winning the title. They get to the Copa America final this morning against Chile. It's held in New York at one of the big NFL stadiums over there. It goes to penalties after the score's a level at the end of extra time. And Lionel Messi steps up for the first penalty.
What's his name?
And it goes over the crossbar.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't. What can you say?
What did you say?
I don't think it's Lionel.
It's Lionel.
He doesn't like being called Lionel. And if
that's his name.
No, well, not. I don't think he likes being called Lionel. So
I had an uncle Lionel, and his name spelled exactly like that.
Anyway, so he missed the penalty, and you could just see how devastated he was after that. And he said, "Look, I've let the country down. That's it. I won't be playing for Argentina again." So he's retired from international football at the age of 29.
Okay. Euro 2016, there were some romantic countries still alive, Ireland, Croatia. All the big guns are now flexed their muscles, have they?
Yeah, well, look, the round of 16 is basically knockout from here on in, but there's a cracker tomorrow morning, Italy up against Spain from 2 a.m. Then at 5 a.m, this is David v. Goliath stuff, England taking on Iceland, a country of 320.
Iceland's not even in Europe.
Yeah, but they've qualified for the Euros because they increased the...
It's like Australia singing in the Eurovision Song Contest.
And coming second with Danny Ing, correct. But Belgium too good this morning, winning 4-0 over Hungary, and Germany thumped Slovakia 3-0. Iceland, it is a good story though, Steve, because as I said, a country of only 320,000 people, the equivalent of 10% of their population has tickets to matches at the Euro tournament in France. So that'll be interesting. They've been a remarkable story so far, but I think the run will come to an end when they take on England tomorrow.
It'd be cold being a footballer in Iceland.
Well, I think there's more professional... I think there's more volcanoes in Iceland than there are professional footballers.
Yes.
Well, I'll do some research on that, but that may be right.
And given England's ripping itself apart because of the Brexit vote, imagine if Iceland beats them in Euro 2016. They might as well shut the shop up and all leave.
And then the icing on the cake would be Nick Kyrgios beating Andy Murray in the fourth round of Wimbledon. So wouldn't that be good?
We would really hope that that would happen. But we'll keep an eye on Euro 2016. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
James Willis looking after sports.